The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Curry and Claypool show.
Hey, by the way, before you get into that,
yeah.
I appreciate your support when I had my 75 seconds of silence when I did the TV interview.
Oh, dude. Did you post that?
I have it on my YouTube channel, but I didn't want to because I...
You were doing some television gig.
It was for Huntsville
television. It was not good. Yeah, so you're
I've done a lot of TV.
So you're on there, and evidently someone hit a button, and the wrong screen came up, and so it went over top of your face, and you couldn't hear you, and she's like, hey, I think you had something over there, Mike. And they're talking up Mike, and it did. It went on for like a minute and a half. I'm like,
and
move
on. And they didn't cut.
Move on. I know, I completely didn't kill the segment.
You couldn't? Well, it was so horrible about it. Everyone who's ever done TV has taught me. You don't do, hey, I can't hear you. You know, you just kind of, But it just kept going and going and going. And then finally it came back, and I didn't know how long it was. It felt like it was 25 minutes, but apparently it was 75 seconds of silence.
So, several weeks ago, you had someone take over your Twitter account. Anyone that follows you, you only have about 1,700 followers on Twitter.
Now I have like 4.
Yeah.
You can't get it back.
Yeah. And it turned out to be a porn guy, star.
Award-winning.
A well-known porn star, which was really weird.
Yeah, right.
Because he's an award-winning guy. He didn't need you. No. So like, why would he pick your son? And your Instagram's got 100,000 followers. So like, but he didn't go up to that. He not only started writing stuff on your timeline, but then he changed your profile picture. It was bizarre. It really was bizarre because, and I told you maybe you get some followers out of it. And it was, it wasn't nasty, but it was pretty nasty. There were a lot of things start out. So anyway, this morning I'm driving in and I hear this segment about swatters. Do you know what swatters are? Mm-hmm. So evidently there is these people that are using the dark web to call in active shooters at schools across the country, which are not happening.
Oh, jeez.
And it's happened 3 times just this week at high schools. And, of course, social media gets a hold of it, and it just blows up. Next thing you know, you've got hundreds of first responders, helicopters flying over schools.
And it's not real.
Sheriffs are coming out saying, there's nothing here. The parents are freaking out. You're not telling us the truth. And, like, we promise you no one's getting killed. Kids are tweeting and texting saying, I thought I heard gunfire.
Right.
It's just, it's happened 3 times this week, and it's happened over 50 times this year.
I didn't know
that. At schools, which is really sick, because the last thing you want to know as a parent is getting something from your official website from your school saying, we have an active shooter on hand. Then you got parents showing up at the school, and you're thinking to yourself, what are they getting out of this? Now, there are these hoaxes include going to different sites where there are links that are fake links or links that go to some type of advertising, and really it's like, what am I getting out of this? A financial gain? No, it's trying to get people to live in fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is what the dark web for many people is. And you can eat, they found out that this guy who was posting a lot of this stuff, or at least, and one guy did like 3 different schools. They recognized his voice. He did a 911 call, but it was off an internet phone, so you couldn't track the phone. It was coming from Ethiopia.
God.
It's like, we got enough crap going on. We've had over, I don't know, 60 or 70 mass shootings this year alone. And so anytime you hear that, you have to take it seriously. Right. And of course, the resources that are used, blah, blah, blah. Just another scam. So, right now it's easier. Well, it's going to get easier and easier because we're all on social media, because we feel the need to share so damn much about ourselves, whether it's pictures from our vacation or our friends or my son or daughter just got accepted to this or my mother's in the hospital, or we share all these things in good faith and hope that people will respond to it. We keep in touch with them that way, friends and family. Facebook was created to keep in touch with your friends and family, and next thing you know, it's turned into this monster. And there are certainly a lot of good things that go to social media, but certainly we're seeing it rear its ugly head from falsehoods and things like that being passed along. And it's super easy now to scam people because outside saying, I want to send you $60,000. I need your social security number. We're not idiots. We're like, no.
Okay? We used to do that. We used to say, okay.
But now what they do is they pretend to be a friend of a friend or a friend of the family, and you're trying to find them. And, you know, again, if it's coming from an email, you're like, wait a minute, something's not right. Or if it's only text or there's just messenger, you know, that's red flags, mm-hmm. right? We've heard enough stories where people have sent people money. Some of them, maybe this is my day. You know, your father was a good, I was a good friend of your dad's. Dick, my dad's name was Dick, good friend of your dad's. And he left me some money I was supposed to give you. And I'm like, what? And it's just enough for you to, but he knows a little bit too much information about my personal life. Well, one of the reasons they know is because we're sharing everything on social media. We're telling everybody our kids' names, where do they go to school, what they're doing after school, here's my daughter's ballet. I mean, we're sharing all this stuff. So if you look at someone's timeline, it's pretty easy to read their mind.
No, it's true. That is absolutely true. It's true because we don't only just put the events. We create a personality signature.
Oh, yeah.
Right? How we think, how we feel, and the...
I can go through someone's Facebook page right now. They may have 50 followers, and I can tell you, I can get in touch with them, make up a story that I'm a friend of a friend of a friend, or I used to know your mother. I can go back and see how her mother's health is. How's your mom? I'm reaching out to you.
Yeah. Being compassionate. I'm so sorry about the dog.
The next thing you know, and it takes... Yeah, I saw you lost your dog. My mother lost her dog, and our dogs used to be friends. And next thing you know, they're reaching out. That's so kind of you. To reach out, I know you. Then you call to find out where their veterinarian. I know Dr. Reb Stewart. He took care of you, and they're like, "There's a connection there because people love connections, you know."
Right.
And then next thing you know, you got yourself a scam. So I get this this thing where this guy reached out to me. Hello, it's coming from an email, and says, "Hello, Tony." And I was like, "I'm sorry, who is this?" I've given to your foundation years ago. And he knew names. He knew friends of mine. Mm-hmm. He knew my ex. I gotta be careful here, but basically said that there was a large amount of money that he believed was mine, mm-hmm. and he wanted to send it to me. And I said, okay, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Well, you know, I've known you for a while. I know you don't know him. I know you've met thousands.
I've known you for a while.
I know you've met thousands of people.
Right.
But I'm morally, I feel like it's need to know about this. Start sending me screenshots of phone conversations or text messages he's having with other people that have been part of our organization. And I'm going, okay, this guy's, you know. And long story short, I said, I don't want it. I don't need it.
Yep.
It's not my money. If this money is in a fund for our foundation or the foundation I used to be part of, then that's the foundation's money. I don't care how it got there.
Yep.
It's in there. It's not my money. I don't want it.
Right.
I said, but if you would like to make a donation to another organization that I'm part of, when I help out with the Montgomery Area Food Bank,
I do
stuff with Jimmy Hill Mission, I do stuff with the Heart Gallery and Grace Klein. I said, if you'd like to make a contribution, I said, that would be really, really nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Tell me where to send it. I said, okay, well, you can write me a check. And I offered to meet this person. Looked him up, can't find him, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I get this, one of these Bitcoin things, an email. That says that I've got $370,000 in my Bitcoin wallet.
First of all, now right now it's not worth that much.
So I'm trying to think to myself, okay, $370,000.
You're like,
and I'm thinking to myself, okay,
how can I Venmo it?
Haven't given this guy. Don't need to give my email because you can get my email. It's got my phone number. But haven't given him any banking, you can get someone's routing number if you want. I mean, it's not that hard. But I didn't give him any information, nothing. And said, I don't want this. I don't want this money. Get it out. I don't know. What, you know. So my balance is zero on this Atomic Wallet site, which is, looks like a scam too, because they won't respond to any of my emails. And I said, I said, I don't want it. And then, of course, there's the caveat. You must accept by clicking this link so the money can go into your account. Well, I know enough about Bitcoin that just because you have money in your Bitcoin account doesn't mean you can access it.
Right.
And this person's going, all you had to do is hit this link. The money will in there. I'll walk you through the steps in order to transfer it to your bank. And I was like,
this is the person who was communicating to you? Is this someone from, okay.
No.
Okay.
And I was like, no. But, you know, for a fleeting moment, for maybe for an eighth of a second, it's like, wow, it would have been nice to have 370,000. Because they said, it wasn't, you need to send me money and then I'll send you money. They sent the money.
So why didn't you take it?
I'd have to click that link. So and then once I clicked that link, well, first of all, I don't know what I'm thinking it is, and I may be totally wrong, and if someone's out there and they know more about this Bitcoin stuff, I've done enough research now to realize that there is a lot of money laundering from terrorist groups, from drug dealers, and everything else, where they're just moving their money around, and that I have to accept the link in order for them to access their money, and then once I'm like, screw it, I'm calling somebody, then they move it to some other unsuspecting son of a poor bastard who doesn't know what he's doing, And there's so many people out there that are hurting that are think that, you know, the old, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, if it sounds too good to be true, it's always that way.
Yeah, but yours.
Never.
But yours was, I didn't hear about the Bitcoin part, but you told me about the beginning part. The rationale leading up to it.
The fact that he was using a foundation.
Well, and that this was back money and that, you know, this wasn't do these three things and I'll get you.
Yep.
So that made it even more engaging, right? It was basically saying, this is your money.
But things just weren't.
Right.
Things weren't fun. There was always something a little off.
That's right. That's it.
And I'm thinking, well, maybe the guy's having a bad day.
No. That is interpersonally, psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
That's to trust your gut. I'm not a big. I am a fan of trust your gut as long as you back it up with your own investigation.
Yeah.
If your gut is telling you that it is not the right move, do not trust your gut so much that you don't do anything else.
Yeah.
And I see this a lot. There are these situations where it feels like, and even if it's not a good scam, I see this in business. You and I have been through this with potential sponsors. Ooh, this seems like a really good thing. They're going to go put this forward for us, and they're going to do these promos, or they're going to do this, and then it's going to and then we're going to generate revenue. And there's always this part that goes, there's something pulling me back. Mm-hmm. When something's pulling you back, the most important thing you can do is then go investigate. Don't stop, but also don't stop and say it's not worth it. Because it might be worth it. It might be. But don't just go forward whether your gut says do it or don't do it. Your gut is your emotions telling you that this is important. It's your emotions telling you that things that you haven't added, you haven't processed the information well enough yet. That's what your gut is telling you. You call it intuition.
Yep.
Intuition is just an emotional signal that is saying, pay attention to this.
Yeah.
But it's not saying do or don't do. It's saying intuition and gut is saying pay attention, meaning go do your investigation.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, in your case, and you did your investigation and it went down a road to which you were not just, it wasn't your intuition this wasn't a good idea. You're like, there are too many red flags here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good idea.
Whereas I was responding, and this is the problem, we can't help ourselves but respond.
Of course.
Even if we know we're getting scammed,
we
want to respond. You're a dumbass, leave me alone. Well, we've got to respond. No, you don't. Because the best thing you can do is not respond at all, and it drives them crazy, and they will leave you alone. They will go away. Now, this person I hear from for a week, then, good morning.
Because the professional.
How are you? Da, 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 da. Yeah. I'm like, here we go. And I didn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
So then I get this text on my phone that says, why are you treating me like a child? I'm not a child. I'm a Nashville recording artist.
The same person?
Yeah. And I'm going,
oh, that's great. Who? Never heard of you.
No, I wanted to, but I didn't respond. Because why? They want me to say, well, who are you? Have I heard your music before? Oh, I didn't respond. Didn't hear anything. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning for 3 or 4 days. Then I get a text. You shouldn't be ignoring a North Carolina Republican senator like I am.
Oh, so you're a Nashville music star and a senator for North Carolina.
And I so badly wanted to say, dumbass, you're sending the text to the wrong person you're trying to scam because now you're a senator and right. now you're not recording.
Yes, you need a spreadsheet of who you're sending this. Oh, that was, oh, you didn't tell me that. This is great. Now it gets fun.
So now that I'm at the point where it was funny and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this person has wasted a lot of my time. And then it started to bother me. I started to get resentful because I'm like, you know what? I've wasted too much time. Think about this. At one point, I'm thinking to myself, okay, did I? Because it's not that hard to get people's information. You can find it. Mm-hmm. And just that uncertainty, you know, and so I've left it go. I get $0 in my Atomic wallet.
Perfect.
Whatever the hell that is.
Have they reached back out to you?
No, I never. And I get support from Atomic Wallet saying, and I said, I just received an absorbent amount of money. I don't want it. I don't know where it came from.
They say?
I'm giving you a heads up. They posed 4 different questions. Was this a donation?
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. And I said, no. And I
boom, gone. Okay.
Haven't heard back. Anyway, you know, so sometimes you can foil the scammer. And if this knucklehead is watching this, I'm sure I'll probably get an email. A text.
Why message. Are you ignoring me? I'm a
first of all, person. Someone won't talk to you on the phone.
Yep.
It's the biggest red flag of all.
Yep.
And I said, listen.
I'll meet you for a cup of coffee. That's what you
meet you for a cup of coffee?
Yes.
Dude was sending me pictures of restaurants in my old neighborhood where he used to see me.
See, that's creepy shit.
I used to eat with you at Zaxby's. I'm like,
oh my God. That's.
Yeah. And I'm going.
You ate with somebody exactly. Nobody eats at Zaxby's. You do take out.
Oh, I'm like, so I mean, it was, but I was also, and of course, that's the worst feeling in the world. When you're gullible enough because you have a decent heart and you want to believe the good in people. Because there have been a lot of people in my life who have done a lot of wonderful, and you're one of them, have done a lot of wonderful things for me. And those resources are just the most valuable thing in the world through friendship. And I've had people that I didn't know
that
have actually made donations.
Yeah.
To things that I've done, and it's for real. And I'm kind of like, wow, that's, I followed you. You don't know who I am, but I've listened to you for 20 years and I know who you are and I know your heart. I know your family. I'd like to make a $5,000 donation. So you get that and you're like, wow, that's really impressive. I've gotten blank envelopes in my mailbox with cash for Jimmy Helmet or whatever we're doing, whatever.
But see, yours is different because you are celebrity. You have a public presence. You have for a long time. So people know who you are and they know you even though you don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts you, it puts you at much greater risk.
Anyway, just be careful.
Yeah.
It's out there. It's sad that there's so many people who just have time on their hands just to screw with people, whether it's swatters or whether it's scammers. God forbid, and I was telling a friend of mine, my friend Elka, who you know, is an older woman. She keeps telling me, "I want a phone. I want a phone." I was like, "You don't want a phone. You're 82 years old. There's no reason you need a phone.
Get her an iPad.
She's got one."
Okay.
I said, "You don't need it." And I said, "I can make it." You'll have scammers coming because old people in this country are scammed. I mean, it's people read the obits. The minute they see that you're widowed,
absolutely,
and the husband paid all the bills,
well,
they're
easy.
Coming after you.
It's,
I mean,
easy,
it's just
now.
It's really sad. I mean, it's super sad. It's a lot easier.
You know what I do now? I have two friends who are lawyers, and we have a mutual friend who's a private investigator.
Uh-huh.
And I never used to think this way. And now,
yeah,
when, and again, it's not on everything, but when in doubt, I will reach out to one of those two people.
Yeah.
Is this something that looks shady?
Uh-huh.
Or what should I know about for a private investigator? And he's great about saying, stay away from this. Don't stay away from this. This is why you may want to stay away from this. You know, look at this or ask these questions. My attorney friends will say the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what you got. Look, you know, people say that it's kind of a privileged thing, but trusting in people that you know who have expertise in certain areas, who are your friends,
yeah,
it's okay to lean on them. It's important to lean on them, just like you bring that kind of expertise to somebody else. I mean, this is how we protect each other. This is how we navigate through this.
All right, we're going to be talking about stress. It's National Stress Month or Stress Awareness Month.
No, that's good.
We'll talk about it next because we always like to talk about what we're going to get into on Fox 6 and
Home. You're going to rip me. I think you need to rip me and not do
that. No, I'm not ripping you specifically. No, I'm not ripping you specifically.
Don't go on the check it
back. But I'm gonna tell you there's two words that can help your stress today, right now. Super easy, and you're probably not thinking about it. Two words. If you do these two things, if you do these two words,
this is not,
you will have a better day. You will have a better, I'll tell you coming next. Right. You will have a better day.
Okay.
Someone's written something here.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Good times and glad to see.
Work with you, Senior Frog. Good times, glad to see who.
Senior Frog. And they called you Tone, see?
There you go. See, I know somebody. All right, we'll be on Fox 6 coming up in a few minutes. Hang loose. We'll be back in front of the short segment up here next.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.